Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Venture Alchemists by Rob Lauka is a reported critical work of contemporary business and technology history that examines how Silicon Valley founders and their companies converted extraordinary profits into lasting social and political power. Rather than treating major tech leaders as simple heroes or villains, Lauka frames them as ambitious, fallible people shaped by specific incentives, ideologies, and institutional environments. Drawing on deep research that includes archival and digital sources, the book revisits formative origin moments and early controversies around companies commonly associated with the modern internet economy, such as Facebook, now Meta, Google now, Alphabet, PayPal, and Palantir. The purpose is not only to narrate how these firms scaled, but to clarify what was traded away along the route to dominance, including privacy, accountability, and user agency over data. In doing so, Lauka invites readers to move from admiring technical possibility to interrogating responsibility and power in the platforms that structure everyday life. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, from startup myth to power analysis. A central topic in The Venture Alchemists is the shift from the familiar startup success story toward an analysis of power. Lauka revisits well-known Silicon Valley arcs but emphasizes that the important outcome is not merely wealth creation, it is the ability of a small set of firms and founders to set rules for communication, commerce, and information. The book challenges narratives that portray founders as uniquely visionary or purely malicious, instead, highlighting the human motives and competitive pressures that help normalize a growth-first mindset by focusing on origins and early decisions. Lauka shows how cultural myths around disruption and inevitability can obscure intentional choices about product design, governance, and monetization. This topic matters because it reframes common debates about big tech from personality-driven judgments to structural questions about how influence accumulates. The reader is encouraged to ask how platform scale, network effects, and venture-backed expectations can turn private business strategies into public consequences. The result is a lens that treats tech history as a civic story, where decisions made inside companies can reshape rights, norms, and democratic life outside them. The growth at all cost playbook and its trade-offs, Lauka repeatedly returns to the operating logic that rewarded relentless scale move fast, capture markets, and treat regulation and social pushback as obstacles to manage rather than signals to slow down. In the book, this playbook is not described as an abstract theory, but as something embedded in company building and venture financing, where rapid user acquisition and market dominance often define success. The trade-offs are presented as real and consequential. Practices tied to surveillance advertising, aggressive data collection, and platform lock-in can generate enormous profits while shifting risks onto users and society. Even when products offer genuine utility, the same systems can enable privacy erosion, manipulation, and uneven bargaining power between platforms and the public. This topic also clarifies why harm can persist even without a single villainous decision. When incentives prize speed and dominance, ethical reflection can be delayed until after the technology is already infrastructural. Lauka's framing pushes readers to consider what changes when the question becomes not only could we build this, but should we, and under what constraints, before power becomes irreversible. Thirdly, data, surveillance, and the question of personal agency. Another important topic is how data becomes a source of both profit and control. The Venture Alchemists argues that the modern tech economy often treats users not as customers alone, but as inputs into monetization systems, where behavioral information is harvested, analyzed, and sold through advertising and related business models. Lauka connects this reality to a broader concern about personal data agency, whether individuals meaningfully understand, consent to, or benefit from the value created from their digital traces. This theme is not limited to privacy in a narrow sense. It includes how information asymmetry gives platforms leverage, how opaque algorithms can shape what people see and believe, and how surveillance-oriented design can become normalized as a default cost of participation in modern life. By situating these issues within the founders and company histories, Lauka portrays data practices as strategic choices made under specific economic incentives, not as neutral byproducts of innovation. The result is an invitation to evaluate technology with the same seriousness applied to other powerful industries, where the public interest is not automatically aligned with corporate growth, and where rights and accountability must be actively built. Fourthly, ideology and the moral logic behind tech leadership. Lauka pays attention to the ideological currents that help justify Silicon Valley's concentration of power. As reflected in coverage of the book, he points to the influence of market fundamentalism and individualist philosophies often invoked to defend minimal constraint on corporate behavior. The relevance is not that every founder reads the same thinkers, but that a shared moral logic can emerge. Markets know best, scale equals progress, and social costs are acceptable collateral in the march of innovation. In this framing, corporate social responsibility can be treated as optional, while disruption becomes a moral good. The book uses this ideological context to explain why some leaders may view critics, regulators, and journalists as obstacles rather than stakeholders. It also helps interpret the recurring pattern where companies promise connectivity and empowerment while building systems that centralize control. This topic deepens the narrative beyond scandals by showing how self-understanding inside tech can shape product decisions and governance choices. By making ideology visible, Laka equips readers to challenge not only specific practices, but also the assumptions that allow those practices to repeat across firms and generations of founders. Lastly, venture capital, politics, and the expansion of tech influence, The Venture Alchemists also explores how economic success feeds into political power. Laka links the venture ecosystem and founder networks to broader influence over public life, including policy debates and partisan alignment. As discussed in author interviews and related material, the book highlights how alliances among wealthy tech leaders and investors can extend from building companies to shaping elections and governance priorities. This topic matters because it shows that the stakes of big tech are not limited to consumer choice or market competition. When capital, platforms, and political activity combine, technology leaders can become key actors in defining regulatory outcomes and even public narratives. Laka's attention to these networks underscores that power is cumulative profits, fund lobbying, philanthropy, media influence, and candidate support, which can in turn protect business models that rely on scale and data extraction. The theme connects personal ambition to institutional leverage, revealing how the rules of the digital economy are contested and negotiated. For readers, it provides a map of how private innovation ecosystems can develop public governance implications, and why democratic oversight becomes harder once the centers of power are both economic and informational. In conclusion, The Venture Alchemists is best suited to readers who want a grounded, research-driven account of how the modern tech industry became not only wealthy but politically and socially powerful. Students of entrepreneurship, business ethics, and technology policy will find a useful bridge between founder stories and the systemic incentives that shape them. General readers who feel whiplash between early optimism about the internet and today's concerns about privacy, surveillance, and platform dominance will also benefit. Because the book connects those feelings to specific historical choices and ideologies, practically, the book helps readers sharpen questions they can apply to new technologies, including AI. What is the business model? Where does the data come from? Who bears the risks? And what checks exist before scale becomes destiny? Intellectually, it offers a way to move beyond simplistic blame and toward a clearer understanding of how networks of capital, culture, and governance produce outcomes, compared with many big tech critiques that focus mainly on scandal or a single company. Laka's work stands out for its origin-focused storytelling and its insistence on human complexity alongside moral accountability. It is a timely contribution to debates about reclaiming agency and building more responsible innovation. If you would like to support Rob Laka, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.